Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and good to be back in the studio again this week. Last week, I was out in Conneaut, Ohio. I want to thank Brother James Maletti for filling in for me, and appreciate he always does a great job, and so I appreciate him filling in. I'm sure we'll get him to be on here again with us again sometime. Don't know when, but always glad he's available, and so appreciate that. Thanks. And also want to welcome you to the program today. Since we're back in studio and live, the telephone lines are open. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we can get you on the program here today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Gonna have a couple of announcements here and then have a word of prayer actually first, and then we'll get into a couple things too that I was looking at, thought might be good to talk about here today. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. Thank you for a beautiful day today. I would just pray that you would bless, watch over us today, be with those that are traveling, and just pray that, again, that you would just use us for your glory. Pray again the program today would be a blessing to somebody, help point people to Christ, encourage believers in their walk with you, and we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Again, just to mention, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. And we, like you can tell from that, we meet in a hotel. We don't have a building. And we meet in the hotel meeting room, and you can find us there located, as I said, 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. That's the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We're located in Northern Summit County, midway between Akron and Cleveland, right where 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. You can find us there. We'll be there tonight for our Friday night Bible study, an informal Bible study where you bring questions and we talk about, like we do on the radio program oftentimes, questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And you can find us there 7 o'clock tonight until 9. We usually wind up staying until at least 10:30 or later sometimes. But it's informal. We have refreshments available. And so you're more than welcome if you've got some questions and haven't had a chance to ask them before, or wondering about things that are happening in the world or here at home. And you're just looking for a place you can try to sort it out in light of God's Word. Why don't you come out and visit us at the Bible study tonight, meeting at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And then, of course, on Sunday, we'll be there as well. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, our Bible study time, Sunday morning Bible study, currently looking at evidence that God exists, and we're looking at sort of the Word of God, and we've been looking at general revelation and special revelation and how it points to God. And then, of course, at 11 o'clock, our morning worship service, I'm currently preaching through the book of Isaiah. And then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., our evening worship service, and I'm preaching through the book of Zechariah there. So if you catch the theme there, our emphasis goes with our name, the Bible Baptist Church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Our emphasis is on the Word of God. We want to proclaim the Word of God. We want people to understand it, to learn it, and because I believe that the Bible changes people's lives by changing the hearts and minds of men and women, and it's the Bible that points us to Christ. I've asked people in the past, what is the fundamental? We talk about fundamentals, things that are essentials. We could say, what are the essentials of the Christian faith? And they would be the fundamentals, you know, the fact that God exists, the fact that Jesus is God, the fact that Christ died on the cross and paid for our sins with his own blood. The fact that Jesus rose again from the dead victorious over sin and death. The fact that you must be born again. And we can go on with other things that are essentials, but the fundamental, the most essential, I believe, is the fact that the Bible is the Word of God. Because what do we know about God? Well, it's from what we find in his word. What do we know about salvation? Well, it's what we find in the word of God. And so the Bible is the fundamental, or the essential. So come out and join us if you want to learn about the word of God and how it can affect you and your life and your family and friends. All right, and you can find out more about us, of course, go online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and that'll direct you to our church webpage as well. And you can also link to our Facebook page. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. In fact, we're broadcasting live on Facebook right now. As long as Facebook cooperates, sometimes it gets a little fickle, but we're on there right now as well. So I hope you come out and visit us sometime. And wanted to also remind you that, well, I'm trying to think what I was going to remind us of. just a reminder, of course, not only that you're brought, this is what I wanted to remind us of, brought to us not only today by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor, but also by East Coast Pizza out in Garfield Heights. You can find East Coast Pizza located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. That's East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And also, if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, there's a you can give East Coast Pizza a call at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100, and ask for Gus. He can help you get started your own pizza business, or how you can add a pizza to your existing restaurant lineup. It's not a franchise. It's his own recipe, and very good. Just had some yesterday. So why don't you give them a call? East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. Well, again, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call at 888-677-9673, and have a story that was on the news. I saw it Ohio.com, Cleveland.com, both had some of this talking about this, and so I wanted to touch on this just a little bit here today. And I guess we need something to introduce this story because it deals with a catastrophe. So I think got something from the D-Day Conneaut or Ohio World War II reenactment in Conneaut last week that I thought could introduce our story talking about a disaster occurring. So we need a warning. All right, well, I guess that gets us off with a blast on there. I was telling Eric, our engineer here, helps keep the program running. He got that ready for me there. I just was looking for a good excuse. It's a good sound. It's kind of fun. But talking about disasters, and there's an exercise that no doubt many of you may remember from when you were in school. And I was doing some research into this actually last night after seeing this story in the news, that there's variations on this that are being used routinely in all kinds of settings, corporate settings, new hire settings, all schools, colleges, everything. And there are variations on what's called the lifeboat exercise. And Maybe you can remember this. There's all kinds of variations on it. I remember going to school at Richfield Elementary School, part of the Revere School District where I grew up. At Richfield Elementary School, I think it was about sixth grade. We had in our sixth grade class, and this is back in the 1970s, the question was posed to us that you're in a sinking ship. So we heard the siren, we heard the blast, boom, the ship is sinking. And there's a lifeboat and it's only got room for 10 people and you've got 15 people that want to get in. And not everybody can fit in. And who do you let in the lifeboat and who do you force off from the lifeboat? And maybe you remember some variation on this. There's usually different people like a pregnant woman, a medical doctor, and an old man that's not in good health, a young social worker, whatever. You know, you fill in the blank. And they usually manage to put a minister of some sort in there as well. And they have the kids go through this exercise, and they called it values clarification. And this was at a time when they were pushing this, and they still are. They haven't backed off from it, I don't think. They just changed the names. But they were trying to push the idea that all values are relative, including the value of life. And remember, this was also when I was exposed to it in the sixth grade. This was before the Roe v. Wade decision. So we didn't have that travesty pushed on us by the Supreme Court yet, but this was something where they were working towards it, trying to prepare people's hearts to question values that people held to, especially the Judeo-Christian values that we get from the Word of God. And so we go through this exercise, and there's various things that people would talk about and make the case for this person or that person surviving. And there's varying forms of this, like I said. And what brought this to mind is that school just starting up here again in the area. We've got kids going back to school this week, last week, and I think maybe some even next week if they haven't started yet, for sure. But in Cuyahoga Falls, they had a question in Cuyahoga Falls here at I'm trying to think of the name of the middle school there, Roberts Middle School in Cuyahoga Falls. And a student, I guess, came home with a homework assignment that had been given to him. And the homework assignment was, or not homework assignment, I'm sorry, this was a class discussion. And the discussion was, they had an assignment called Whom to Leave Behind. This is the instructions. I've actually got a copy of it. I found the news. It's linked on our Facebook page Facebook page, facebook.com/live with Pastor Al. And this instructions are, the 12 persons listed below have been selected as passengers on a spaceship for a flight to another planet because tomorrow the Earth is doomed for destruction. Due to changes in space limitations, it has now been determined that only 8 persons may go. Any 8 qualify. Now remember, this is given to 8th graders. Your task is to select the 8 passengers who will make the trip on your own. Take approximately 5 minutes and rank order of the passengers from 1 to 12 based on those you feel are the most deserving to make the trip, with 1 being the most deserving and 12 being the least deserving. Next, the entire group will come together and decide as a group on the 8 passengers who will make the trip. Please note, when you make your decision as a group, everyone must agree on the final 8 passengers and come to a consensus. You are not allowed to vote or take a majority rules decision. In other words, forcing unanimous consensus on who the 8 would be. Now, let me give you a list of these people. And now, when I had this variation, the lifeboat exercise, you know, it was, like I said, a pregnant woman, a doctor who's middle-aged, you know, a teacher who's in her 20s, you know, different things like that. Here's the list. Let me give you the 12 people here. An accountant with a substance abuse problem. Number 2, a militant African-American medical student. And number three, a 33-year-old or female Native American manager who does not speak English. Number two, the accountant's pregnant wife. Number five, a famous novelist with a physical disability. The next one is a 21-year-old female Muslim international student. Next, a Hispanic clergyman who was against homosexuality. Next, a female movie star who was recently the victim of a sexual assault. Next, a racist armed police officer who has been accused of using excessive force. Next, a homosexual male professional athlete. Next, an Asian orphaned 12-year-old boy. And finally, a 60-year-old Jewish university administrator. Now, could they have made this much more loaded? I guess they should have said, you know, an Asian orphan 12-year-old transgender boy or something like that. They didn't get, that's the only one they didn't get in there, I guess. But, you know, this was designed, you know, for the beginning of the class year or school year for this group of students to come together, not to make a majority rule on this, but that everybody would have to agree on the eight people who would make the trip, no deviation allowed. And this was supposed to be something that was going to promote discussion and a discussion based on those who you feel are the most deserving to take the trip and all this kind of stuff. And this came from a teacher. I don't have the teacher's name right here, but supposedly a veteran teacher. And okay, if this was a college age curriculum, you know, where they were discussing something in a philosophy class or something like that, or even upper level high school or something like that, but eighth grade, you know, first day of school or during the first couple of days of school, it seems a bit inappropriate to me for that grade level, that age level. And the lady who's quoted in this article here with a son in the eighth grade at their Roberts Middle School, when she found the assignment and looked at this, she said, quote, "This just blew my mind. There's a time and a place for discussions like this, and there's a curriculum out there that's age appropriate. Why it was given to eighth graders is beyond me." We also had Cuyahoga Falls Ward 6 Councilman Adam Miller responding to this. He said, "At first, I thought this was a fake assignment. I was reading through it over and over, and I just felt it was really unacceptable for 12-year-olds to be exposed to some of the language it was using." And there was a lot of reaction on social media and different things. But you know, this was the type of a thing that should a teacher, especially the beginning of class, be stirring up all these arguments and discussions that this is sure to make? One thing, it's going to identify the Christians in the class, those who take a stand against homosexuality, perhaps, and things of that nature, and end up alienating people. But, you know, we have these variations on this, and I wanted to share a couple of verses here, and this is what I think. We need to take advantage of stories like this to be able to learn and develop a Christian worldview. And first and foremost, I'm thinking of John 15:13, where Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And the assignment has a fallacy in that it says that this must take place this way. We must assign who will be there. And in reality, there's several things here, and I had a caller calling in, and I'm going to come to in just a moment here, but I just wanted to share a couple thoughts here. First and foremost, as a Christian, we would want to look for volunteers, you know, assuming in this extremely, extremely far-fetched condition that is set down on this, whether it's the lifeboat or whether it's a spaceship leaving planet Earth. Obviously, there's going to be some people who volunteer to give up their place for others and putting their care in the Lord. 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Part I want to look at here, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We're in God's hands, and we know that God is going to take care of us. So as Christians, we should be willing to take a stand. We should be willing to sacrifice so that others that perhaps are, you know, we figure, you know, we know where we're going. We're going to be in heaven if we die. We can make a sacrifice. We can allow somebody else to go in our place, and we can echo the thoughts that we see in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13 and 14, where he says, watch ye, stand fast in faith, quit ye like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity. Charity is love of others, given to the needs of others, and we put others before ourselves. Quit you like men, be strong. We take a stand, and we commit ourselves to the Lord, and we put ourselves into the Lord's hands. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. God will take care of us one way or the other, whether we go to heaven or not. But this is a question, a thing that, you know, for eighth graders, 12-year-olds, first, you know, day or week of school to be discussing this, I think is inappropriate myself. This is something that should be led into, if the discussion is going to be there, where we can discuss the values and not alienate those that take the Christian view. And got a caller I'm going to go to in just a moment here, but let me give you an example on the lifeboat exercise that I had. One of the examples with the lifeboat exercise was that some people who were in better shape, better health, could hang from the side of the life raft, because all life is precious. And the idea that we have to pick and choose, but sometimes things happen and we're forced into difficult situations. So perhaps there would be people who would take the Christian ethic and volunteer to let somebody else in the life raft on themselves, and then maybe be willing to hang on the side of the raft, or perhaps on debris from the shipwreck or something. Now, these options obviously aren't there on the spaceship exercise, but thinking of the life raft option, people who are stronger can take turns hanging on the side and then maybe coming out of the water for a period of time. But I remember when the life raft exercise was being used back in the schools at that time, teachers were actually encouraged to not allow that option to be discussed, and if a student persisted in bringing up that option, they were to dissuade them by whatever means necessary, keep them from discussing that, because it wasn't an option to be allowed. This was a forcing into a situation ethics where man becomes the ultimate arbitrator rather than God. We need to put God first. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We've got Nancy calling in here this afternoon, and Nancy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. That certainly was an interesting discussion, and I would love to comment on that, but I have another question.
Yes, ma'am.
Two questions. One, really, really quick. Is September 16th your anniversary Sunday? I think you told me it was the third Sunday in September.
I believe that's the date. Let me take a quick look here. Our church service, yes, September 16th. Sunday morning. And we'll have Eric Howitt with us again. And he'll be singing for us, and we'll have a dinner following the morning service. We'll have a dinner about, I think, about 1 o'clock. So.
Well, thank you so much. Now, I know I have limited time. I just wanted to get your opinion regarding Matthew 6, 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, as they speak, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Well, I just heard a very interesting sermon in the last week, and I can't remember the pastor. It was on 1220, and it was called the 7-11 sermon. And he pointed out that Catholics, charismatics, they will have songs that have seven words.
And 11 times, yeah.
11 times. And then he pointed out the Catholics, how they use certain prayers over and over and over. Mm-hmm. But then he was trying to justify them by saying Well, look at the Handel's Messiah, where they say, hallelujah.
Yeah, over and over. We're running out of time here. I only got about 30 seconds. Let me address that real quick here. The key is vain repetitions as the heathen do. Vain means empty. And I remember somebody telling me one time in the Catholic Church, they repeated the prayers over and over by rote, you know, from memory. That didn't really mean anything to them. They just repeated it. It's like the Buddhists with their prayer wheel. It's just vain repetitions. You can say the same prayer if you mean it, but vain repetitions are meaningless. Hey, we're out of time. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.